Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy, and along with my wife and business partner Jan, we are the hosts of Auto Talk each and every Saturday right here on WHIO's Ask the Expert Weekend. I hope you're having a great weekend out there. I know we are, and I've got big plans this weekend, so hopefully you do too, and everybody's going to have a lot of fun. But we are so thankful that you're joining us right here on Auto Talk, and we're going to have an amazing program for you today. We've got a lot of content, and so come on in, sit down, buckle up, and we're going to have, like I said, a lot to talk to you about and share with you on all different types of things when it comes to the automotive service world. So, all right, real quickly, I would like to say thank you, first of all. There are three sponsors that bring you Auto Talk each and every Saturday, and I'd like to mention their names. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to BG Products. BG Products is a partner with us and as well in our business, Murphy's Auto Care. And we want to say thank you to them for all the great products that they deliver to us. And we'll talk more about BG as we move through the show. I also want to say thank you to Mike's Car Wash. Mike's Car Wash has been in the Dayton area for many years now. They have four great locations around to serve you and help you keep your vehicles clean and looking beautiful and lasting longer. So thanks to Mike's Car Wash. We do appreciate your sponsorship. And also we want to say thank you to Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek and in Centerville for sponsoring Auto Talk. Folks, I don't know if you know this, Auto Talk has a long legacy, a long tradition here on WHIO with the Ask the Expert Weekend. Auto Talk has been a program for over 30 years and had a couple of different hosts through that period, all great folks. And Jan and I are so honored to be a part of that group. We've been doing Auto Talk for a little over 6 years, and we certainly look forward to it each and every Saturday, just being here with all of you. So thank you very, very much. If you aren't familiar with our company, we are Murphy's Auto Care, and we have two locations. We have been serving the Beaver Creek and surrounding communities for just about 30 years as well. We are a full-service automotive and light truck automotive repair and maintenance facility. We also are in Centerville now. Our location address in Beaver Creek is 3815 Dayton Xenia Road, and our address in Centerville is 100 North Main Street, right there in the heart of good old Centerville. The easiest way that you can reach us or learn about us is just go to murphysautocare.com, and you can call us from there. You can schedule your vehicles in from there and learn all about the things we do and have done and our participation in the community. So that's the best way to catch us, or you can also call us. You can just call us at either one of our phone numbers as well. So, but just go to our website, murphysautocare.com, much easier. We're also out there on Facebook as well, and if you enjoy hanging out on the Facebook pages, Murphy's Auto Care, Beaver Creek, and Centerville, you'll find us right there, and please comment, share with us. We appreciate that. All right, well, like I said, we've got a lot of things I wanted to cover today and go over. It's been another really busy week in both of our locations, and a lot of vehicles we're servicing. I think we serviced close to 90 vehicles here in this last week period between the two shops, and we always see things. And so I thought what I'd start off with this week, since we're just coming into our semi-annual shock and strut sale, big savings for you if you are in need of shocks and struts on your vehicle, and you may not even know if you are, and we'll talk a little about that. But I just want to share with you a vehicle that we had in this week that came into us, and just bear with me, but it came into us with the owner of the vehicle telling us that he had a vibration between 70 and 80 miles an hour when he was on the highway. So he dropped the car off with us, and our technician proceeded to start off with our test drive that we always do, just to confirm, you know, the symptom that someone may be talking about, whenever, whatever the vehicle concern is. So as he moved the car, just, you know, at a 1 to 2 mile per hour across our parking lot, it was very evident to him that the vibration was also very prevalent, even at very low speeds. So we knew there was a more serious issue. And so consequently, he just drove the vehicle around the parking lot and brought it right in, because he was very concerned about the vibration, even at low speeds. And once we got the vehicle up in the air and took a look at it, it was very, very clear what was going on. The at least the issue that was causing this vibration was one of the tires was completely separated. It was worn down to the steel cords within the tire itself, and the tire was, you know, deformed, I'll say, because that's what happens as they start to separate. And so this car was probably just literally a few miles of driving before the tire would have completely separated, tire would have blown out, and, you know, who knows what would have happened. So that is one concern. But we've always been a company. We established our company on what's really the root cause, what's going on. And that's why we do, if you know us, we do a complete vehicle health check. We call it a digital inspection, something that we do on every vehicle we look at. We do that as a courtesy for you, because we feel it's just so important. But as we moved into this and did a complete and thorough inspection of the vehicle, as well as the rest of the suspension and, of course, the tires, we found many concerns on this vehicle that led up to this specific tire being worn the way it was. And so it actually had a very badly worn ball joint on that same corner of the vehicle. It was the left front of the vehicle. So the ball joint had worn so badly, it had allowed the alignment angle to change dramatically, which wore this tire very rapidly. Now, also on that was a worn control arm bushings on that side as well. And when we were looking at the right side was beginning to suffer from the same wear. It had not gotten to that point yet, but it was equally, you know, in concern. And as we looked around the rest of the vehicle, you know, most of the joints and so forth on it were in rough shape. The boots that protect them, where the grease should go in, were also torn and so forth. So, the vehicle suspension needed a lot of attention. And so we were making these notes and sharing this with the owner of the vehicle. And he was very receptive to that and understanding. The vehicle, by the way, had about 145,000 miles on it. So if you follow this backwards and you kind of look into it a little bit, into the spectrum of the history of the vehicle, it's very clear to see, and this vehicle's only been coming to us, really, I think this was the first time we'd seen it. So it's been going other places, and honestly, the root of the problem was that the front shocks or front strut assemblies were worn out on this vehicle. And understandably, the vehicle has 145,000 miles. Shocks and struts are at the end of their life cycle on most vehicles, typically between 50 and 60,000 miles of operation. And I want to explain this. So the reason that's the case is because they've already oscillated internally several million times. And the little valves inside, there's little stainless steel plates that allow oil to flow back and forth that dampen the movement of the shock assembly, which a shock or strut's job is to keep the tire firmly planted on the vehicle. Its number one job is not to give you a great ride. Its number one job is to hold the tires on the road so that you have constant steering stability and braking control and traction as a third byproduct of that. But the typical understanding of shocks and struts is that they're designed to give the passengers a nice smooth ride. And yes, that is true, but that is only a byproduct of what they originally have always been designed to do. So once you put that into perspective, you know, it's easy to understand, but this is such a common occurrence that we see in our industry that many, many, many automotive repair businesses and just whoever services vehicles and maintains them, because they don't fully understand how a shock or strut operates, they tend to not recommend the replacement based on time and mileage. And I can't stress this enough. This is, shocks and struts are a maintenance service. And I This is a paradigm shift that I believe many in our industry need to understand so they can help educate their customers to understand that shocks and struts should not be replaced merely because we see them bent or we see them leaking oil. That would be a repair. And that means we've waited way too long to suggest this and recommend it to our longtime customers, right? If that's the way people operate. We don't at Murphy's Auto Care. We recommend consistently shocks and struts be replaced between that 50 to 60,000 mile interval. And here's the rest of the story, as somebody used to say all the time on the radio. The reason we recommend that is we know they are worn. We know they are reaching or exceeding their service life. So consequently, when a shock absorber, and if you recall what I just said, its main job is to hold the tire on the ground. The byproduct of that is steering, stability, braking, and traction, right? If once it gets past that point where it can't do that anymore, now we start to get excessive oscillation. That excessive oscillation then transmits through the rest of the suspension. So in this vehicle's case, worn struts allowed the control arm bushings to travel further than they should, more often than they should, and wear those bushings. It allowed the ball joint to actually wear more rapidly. So now the byproduct is, or the end result is that we have a lot of parts in the suspension that are worn out, and now it becomes a bigger safety issue. It becomes a much bigger repair process. And, you know, it's just a snowball heading for you know where. So that is why we are so adamant about replacing the shocks and the struts at a regular interval, as I mentioned, between that 50 and 60,000 mile point, because our experience has told us and shown us that a vehicle that has solid, good shocks and struts on it earlier in its life will make that vehicle last much longer with far less repair. And the ride quality will be maintained for a much longer period, not to mention the tire life is dramatically extended. So when you have really good shocks, and or I should say properly operating shocks or strut assemblies on your vehicle, and quite honestly, folks, most vehicles have two struts or all four strut type suspension, even pickup trucks. So, you know, their shock absorbers are diminishing in their application, and McPherson struts or strut units have, gosh, for 30 years actually, rapidly taken over the job of supporting the weight and reducing the oscillation of the suspension. So that's typically what's on vehicles. But yes, they're expensive to replace, but when you compare that to what the overall cost is of continually purchasing tires because they're prematurely worn out, and then getting to a point when the suspension is worn so badly, now we're faced with potentially either a large repair or the possibility of having to replace the vehicle. That's why we do this twice a year. We do a special offer. We've worked with what we think is really the finest shock and strut manufacturer in the world, which is KYB. And twice a year for 2 months, we offer a buy one strut or shock and get the second one at half price. And KYB supports us. We're the only independent shop, at least in this area, that does this. This is our, you know, I don't know how many years we've been doing it. But at any rate, it's a huge savings. It gets so many more cars safer on the road and helps them last longer. So KYB, we want to say thanks to them. If you want more details about how this works and if you can get your vehicle in and get a real quick inspection, there's no charge to see if your vehicle even is due for that, it's really simple. Just go to our website, murphysautocare.com, and schedule. Hit the schedule button in the comments. Just say, I'd like my vehicle brought in to have the shocks and struts inspected to see if it's due or even necessary. And folks, if it's not needed and it's not necessary, we'll be the first to tell you that, absolutely, because there's a lot of vehicles that aren't ready yet. But we'll let you know, and you can count on us to always do a complete inspection on your vehicle when we do that. So don't miss out. It's a great time to save money and keep your vehicle dependable and safer that way. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with a lot more of Auto Talks. Stay tuned.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. So glad you're joining us here on Auto Talk. I'm your host, Dave Murphy. Along with my business partner and wife, Jan, and we are the owners of Murphy's Auto Care, both in Beaver Creek and in Centerville. Welcome back after that break. Hey, I just wanted to mention, this really was important, I thought, from last week's program. We had a caller with a great question, and he was calling. He had a couple of questions, actually, but one of them pertains specifically to, is it required by the manufacturer of vehicles to only use the original equipment part and or dealership? Must your car return to the dealership in order to keep the warranty in force on your vehicle? And I thought it was such a great question because, you know, there is still that, I'll say, belief out there and still that message at times being sent by folks within the dealership organizations of new car dealerships. And they may have a misunderstanding, but the answer is a flat no. It is not a requirement. You buy a vehicle, it is your vehicle. You are allowed to take your vehicle to your preferred automotive service provider. Given that they are using parts as they maintain and or repair that are meet the original equipment specification and or exceed it, but it is illegal for them to tell you or attempt to enforce or waive the warranty because you've had an oil change done outside of their network, or because you've had tires replaced, or because you've had a repair done. The one exception would be is that if there is a warranty, if there is a recall from the manufacturer, those services do need to be provided by the licensed or registered dealer or manufacturer's representative in order to do those and allow them to quantify and know and certify, I should say, that the repair has been done and the warranty has been done. And that's the best thing. It's best interest for you and for them as well. But you are allowed to take your vehicle other places and still know the warranty is still good through the term of it, whether it's mileage and or time for your vehicle. Also, you know, if you modify a vehicle, let's just say you buy a late model pickup truck and you remove some of the components, which is common on diesels, or you know, you change and alter the exhaust, that does change the warranty obligation from the manufacturer. So you need to keep that in mind and understand that, okay? And I just thought it was such a great question. Well, the reason it is you're allowed to do this and they, you know, and there's legal teeth behind it is something called the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act. It was actually enacted, I misspoke last week, I said it in the 80s. It was actually, I believe, 1975. But it does protect consumers. It's part of the Consumer Protection Act. And if you want to Google it, that's the best thing to do. Read all about it. But it also protects manufacturers as well. It's not just a one-sided piece of legislation that only prevents or protects consumers. So read it if you want to learn more about it. If you have more questions about how it works, you know, just research it or give us a call. Ask us here on the show on Auto Talk. Or you can just send me an email at dave@murphysautocare.com. Again, my email is dave@murphysautocare.com. Send me any questions you have. Folks, I got to run to another real quick break. I will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Auto Talk. I'm your host, Dave Murphy, along with my wife and business partner, Jan. We are the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek and in Centerville. And we are your hosts of Auto Talk right here on Saturday, every Saturday at noon, on WHIO's Ask the Expert weekend, going on 6 years now. And always a pleasure to be here, sit behind the microphone, and answer your questions, help you feel maybe more at ease with your vehicle. And our job here is to do just that, you know, answer questions, like I said. And, you know, there's a lot going on in the automotive world, and if you're not really involved in that, that's totally fine. But we just want to, I guess, be that resource for you to do our very best to answer any questions you may have about why your vehicle operates the way it does, or maybe what's going on, what's causing some of the lights coming on your dash, or what's causing maybe some of the sounds or the noises, what is normal operation for your specific vehicle are examples, or perhaps you're in the market to replace a vehicle, or perhaps you're in the middle of a service or repair on your vehicle, and we're happy to answer your questions if they're not being answered, at least to your satisfaction by wherever you're currently at. So you can get those questions answered right here on the radio program every Saturday by calling us, and we're happy to chat with you on the air. That's always great. You also can email me personally at dave@murphysautocare.com, and I promise you I will respond and get back to you and do my very best to answer any questions you have. You're also welcome to give us a call Monday through Friday at our locations. Our Beaver Creek location and our Centerville location are both open from 7:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m., like I said, Monday through Friday, and any one of our highly qualified staff or myself will be happy to help you and answer your questions and get you on the road to safety, dependability, and peace of mind, because that's really what we're about. And that really is kind of my segue into what I wanted to talk about in this section of Auto Talk, or this portion of the show today, is that when I started the company with Jan, the two of us, and you know, when we started this, one of the things that I set as a fundamental for us, and we have adhered to, it's one of our core fundamentals, is that we are always going to be a root cause investigator. We're going to find out what is causing the issue with a vehicle specifically. And I think that has served us well. It has served our client base for all those years very, very well. If you've been coming to us and we've been servicing your vehicle, you know that's who we are. And the way we do that is we start off always by testing and inspecting and confirming what the concerns are. And that's what the process of automotive repair or automotive service and or maintenance should look like always in the beginning. One of the things I want to talk about here in a little bit in the show as we move into it, I thought we would go into just electricity, I call it 101, and Ohm's law. That might, I hope that sounds interesting, intriguing, but I'm going to tie it all together with things that are relevant to all of you listening today. But I wanted to start that off with why it's so important to be focused. Us, as our team, all of our technicians, all of our master certified techs, that's part of the reason they work with us. They are those people that want to know what makes the watch tick, right? We don't want to know if it's pretty and shiny and just, you know, throw things at it to take attempts and stabs. We want to get to the bottom of it, because whatever the concern is, because we know that's how it's going to be repaired permanently and dependably. Do we miss once in a while? Yes, I'll be the first to tell you we do. And, you know, we work very, very hard, though, every day to try and always start off with testing and inspecting. And, again, I'll say it again, it served us well. We think we've been able to develop a very, very large family of very, very happy, satisfied customers, friends, clients, whatever you want to call yourself. But we're so thrilled that you come to us and let us service your vehicles through all the years. And so anyway, keep this in mind, root cause, that's where we're always focused on. And if you were listening to us in the first half of the program, I mentioned a vehicle that came in. The only symptom from the owner was a vibration at high speeds on the highway. But you know, obviously, as soon as we drove it, we noticed there's an issue just moving the car. And it really, the reason I'm talking about this, and we talked about this, we have a meeting every morning before we start work with our group at both locations. And we're talking about this to keep everybody focused about where are we, who are we, what's our focus every day on all the things we touch and work on, which is get to the root of the problem. And that is the most important thing. And so when our technician was looking at this vehicle I spoke about earlier in the first portion of the program, you know, he has that vision, that mentality. That's where he's going. He's not, you know, many shops would have looked at that vehicle and said, oh, it's got a bad tire on it. Let's put tires on the vehicle. And that would have been nothing more than just addressing a symptom at the time, but not getting to the bottom of the problem, which is where we need to get to. Because that way, you as the owner of a vehicle have such a better understanding, and you have a lot more information. Let's face it, if you have all of the information, all of the data, in any decision you need to make, whether it's, you know, where your kids are going to college, or which furnace and air conditioning unit you're going to put in your house, or which car you're going to buy, if you have more data, you can make a far more educated decision that probably will serve you better. And that's the reason we do what we do. We just want to give people all the information about their vehicle. Because what we've found is that, unfortunately, in our industry, the vast majority of shops scratch the surface. They don't get to the bottom of the issue. And that's not how we believe business should be done when it comes to the safety and dependability of your vehicle. I think that is, and I know it. I don't think it, I know it. It is shortchanging you, which ends up costing, actually, big costs. The wrong parts put on vehicles, too many parts put on vehicles, and most of all, it has a big cost when it comes to the relationship that people have with the automotive service industry. And that's been one of our goals from the beginning as well with Murphy's Auto Care, is to change that image, to change that understanding and that relationship. And we believe we're on the road to that. If you're not familiar with us and you'd like to learn about that and how we do business when it comes to servicing cars, trucks, and certain motorhomes and RVs, check us out. Go to our website, murphysautocare.com. Or you're welcome to give us a call, or you're welcome to just stop in and say hello and meet us. We very much welcome that. And so we like to do that. All right, getting back to root cause, right? Let's keep this in mind. Well, let's talk just a little bit about electricity and why this matters and in your vehicle. So if you've been following us, you know we've talked for a long time about the progression, the advancement of electronics in vehicles. And, you know, I'm going to date myself here, but when I started in this industry, and it's been a little over 40 years ago, we had just actually started to see electronic ignition when points were going away. When I first started on cars, we still had points and condensers, and those were all a part of the ignition triggering system, and that was the very beginning of it. And of course, now everything is processor driven. You know, coils are actually on the engine, each cylinder, and they're all processor controlled. And it's just amazing technology that we have today. But it's all rooted still in basic electricity, and it's one of the key fundamentals, in our opinion, for an automotive service technician to have a solid understanding. As a matter of fact, if you don't understand electricity and you don't get it from the beginning and the basics, you're very rapidly going to be pushed out of this industry, because the modern vehicle is nothing more than a rolling network with some suspension, wheel bearings, and tires on it. And that's about the last few components that are going to resemble the automobile of past years. So the understanding of electronics, basic electricity, how they integrate, how they operate together is absolutely critical. Absolutely. And so we thought we would talk about it just a little bit today. And I thought I would kind of start out at the beginning, which is at least one of the most common things that, you know, you learn in basic electricity, whether it's in high school or whether it's in a trade school, or even maybe it's just in a 2-year program in college. They're always going to start out with Ohm's Law. And what is Ohm's Law, and where did it really come from? Well, Ohm's Law is a discovery by a scientist back in 1827. His name was George Simon Ohm, O-H-M, and that's why it's called Ohm's Law. And it's quite interesting, and I'm not going to go into it and bore any of you with it, but it's all about Understanding how voltage, amperage, and resistance relate to each other, and applying mathematical quantities to those so that circuit calculations can be made, and so then that circuits can be have architecture and be structured properly from an engineering perspective, as well as how to diagnose a problem in a circuit, any given circuit. So I'm going to reference here many, many times on AutoTalk. Someone will call and will ask a question about, gosh, I got this symptom, or I have this code, or I have these things going on. And my response will typically be, well, you know, do you have the wiring diagram? Have you referred to the wiring diagram? Have you done certain pinpoint tests? And inevitably, those things have never been done. Typically by our callers, and I understand that because they're still hoping that there's some, magic fix that I can just espouse to them, and they can go buy that part and fix it and be done. And I understand we're creatures of that everybody wants the magic bullet and to get this over with, whatever the pain point is with their vehicle. But the correct approach is always to understand, first of all, how electricity works, how it impacts the systems on vehicles, and then what other things can impact circuit integrity and resistance. And that's what I wanted to talk about, because we had a vehicle specifically. We always have a lot of vehicles in the shop, as I mentioned, but we had one particular in over the last couple of weeks that had a electrical, we'll call it junction box, which means or circuit distribution box with a processor attached to it that melted. Just, and why would that something like that melt? Well, that's what I really want to share with you, is that, of course, resistance in circuits causes, it's basically, it's friction for electron flow, and it generates heat. And in many cases, the surrounding components that hold these circuits together won't tolerate heat in excess of maybe, 150 to 200 degrees. So if you've ever been on the highway and you've seen a car smoking or full blazed on fire, don't assume it's a gas leak or it was fuel. It easily could have been an electrical failure that sparked it, caused it, because all it takes is to, get enough heat from the resistance in a circuit, and you got a big problem. It'll start melting plastic. It'll start melting components, especially when there's been an intervention of maybe a circuit change or structure. And, it can come from the simplest things. People adding amplifiers and stereo amplifiers and lighting systems. Those add additional load, additional resistance if they're not properly connected in the circuits, that then cause more problems down the line. And so it's really a challenge. And my recommendation here would be to if you're not really skilled in electrical with electrical background and circuit understanding and the understanding of Ohm's law, don't attempt to just plug and play or tap into wires and add things to vehicle circuits without that understanding. It may be fine to do it, but you need to consider a professional. I got to run to a real quick break, folks. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Auto Talk.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Auto Talk. Dave Murphy here sitting behind the microphone, and wow, can't believe it. We've almost wrapped up a whole nother hour of Auto Talk, and I want to thank you so much for joining us here. We got a few minutes left, and I'm going to wrap up this, my commentary, I should say, or story here, about a basic understanding of electricity and really how it relates to you, the motorist, the vehicle owner. And a classic example of what we will see is an additional stereo system or amplifier or lighting or whatever accessory may be added to a vehicle, right? Because it gives you some convenience, whatever it may be, even a remote start. But many, many times these additions are not properly connected, or they're not put in a circuit that's tolerable or capable of managing and handling the additional load of whatever the new accessory is that's being added. And so let's go back to the amplifier. Many times amplifiers are added to the circuit, tapped in, we'll use, directly at the battery, which may be or any one of the cables in that area. And so what will happen over time, and sometimes very rapidly, is an incorrect connector will cause the opportunity for corrosion to start, and corrosion adds resistance to the circuit that was never designed to be there. That resistance causes heat. Heat causes things to change, as we would all know, and sometimes it can cause a fire, actually. So the point being is it's you need to understand what you're doing when you're under the hood of a vehicle and you're actually attempting to add components, or you're attempting to diagnose a problem with a vehicle. So for us, we always start every test and inspection process at the battery. We test the battery for voltage. We test the battery for available amps or current. And we want to know that the battery is solid before we make any kind of a decision. So you'll always see us, if you come to us, check your battery, and we'll have those battery results for you. It would be akin to, if we don't do that, and many, many shops don't, it's the same thing as going to a doctor, if you could imagine, and they don't take your blood pressure, they don't check your heart rate, they don't weigh you, they don't do those things, which every doctor always does on any visit. They're the basics, and it needs to be done. And that's why we do these basic tests every time, and we inspect a vehicle. So, hey, if you've are in need of an automotive service, give us a consideration. As we wrap up the show here today, again, I want to say thank you to you. I want to say thank you to our sponsors, Mike's Car Wash, four great locations, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. I want to say thank you to BG Products. They are our choice of oil and lubricants in our business, the professional's choice each and every day. Also, I want to remind you, if your vehicle has over 50,000 miles, let us at least do a quick test drive with you and check it out for you to help you know whether or not you may need shocks or strut replacement on your vehicle. Hopefully you were listening to the first half of the show today. I shared a story there about shocks and struts and why they're so important and why they are a maintenance service. They are not a repair. And I will be happy to discuss that with anybody at any point in time and explain my perspective because it's built over 40 years of experience that I have. I want to say thank you again for listening to Auto Talk. I am Dave Murphy, along with my wife and son. We're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek and in Centerville. Best way to get in touch with us or schedule your vehicle is at murphysautocare.com. Check us out, murphysautocare.com. Thank you again for tuning into Auto Talk this week. Have a wonderful weekend. The weather's going to be fantastic. Most of all, be safe out there. Love your family, and if your car needs service, check us out. Take care. Bye now.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.